hello, hello, guys. You are listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm super excited to introduce Brooke Ince. Brooke is an amazing fitness, you're like a fitness leader, I feel, in the industry, right?
I'm a CrossFit competitor who has turned entrepreneur and acting. I was in Amazon in the movie Wonder Woman, and I was in Amazon in the movie The Justice League. And
wait, I did not know that about you. Yeah. I am going to have to go watch Wonder Woman one more time.
I mean, Wonder Woman, you barely see me. The Justice League, you definitely see me. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, I grew up performing, and now I love health and fitness, and I love training and competing, and I love entertaining people and being a part of communities.
So when did you start with fitness? At an early age, in your teens?
Yeah, my whole family's really active. I grew up singing and dancing mostly, but I swam on the swim team. I did gymnastics. I played soccer when I was very young, and then I played softball. And then as I grew up, I didn't have as much time for everything. So, you know, you take the things I loved the most, I kept doing, and the things I liked but maybe didn't want to be the best at or I didn't care as much for, they took the back seat. And my sisters were both swimmers. My sister swam on the junior Olympic team. Both of my parents were into sports. My brother played all the sports. And I guess you could say I've been active my whole life.
Well, I just want to give you guys a visual. Just picture the most gorgeous blonde girl with the hugest biceps I've ever seen. And like perfect abs and amazing quads. Just a sweet, gorgeous face too. So you definitely are interested in taking care of your skin and looking good, right?
Oh, absolutely. Especially because I'm so active. So sweating and, all of that adds to that. Plus, my cycle each month adds to acne.
Adds adult to the fun. Acne, yeah. Yes. So that's what we're doing today while we podcast. Brooke is getting a really great treatment from Victoria, our fabulous esthetician. And so far we've done some high frequency energy. We did steaming, then extractions, and then high frequency energy to zap some hot spots, and now red light therapy with light stim. And lastly, a pretty peel, which is like a low-grade trichloroacetic acid peel with multiple brightening ingredients in it and pore tighteners. So you're getting the Royal Deluxe.
I am I'm really excited, actually. I've been trying to, I travel so much, but I really have been trying to get in and at least get a facial, every so often to try and help with, my overall skin health.
Yeah.
And sunscreen and trying to stay out of the sun and things like that for my face and my chest and my whole body, really. And I haven't ever had a peel before. And when you showed me those photos, and I heard more about them and, how often people get them to keep better health in their skin, I am going to be addicted. I have a feeling I will be doing this. What did you say? You said every 4 to 6 weeks.
You can do it every 4 to 6 weeks. I get busy, but I definitely do a peel every season. So I want to get rid of the summer sun damage. And right now is the perfect time for that in the fall. And then at the end of winter, get rid of the winter dry, rough skin.
Skin gets very dry.
Very. Do you travel a lot, huh?
I do. I was just in Brazil for 2 weeks, and I couldn't believe how, at first in Rio, it was just very, very humid.
Yeah.
Very wet. And then after being there for a few days, my skin felt better it was great. It was super, super bright and dewy, and it was very humid outside, but as soon as I went to Sao Paulo, the climate didn't change drastically, but it was a bit drier, and I immediately felt it in my skin, and my skin dry up, and my lips were dry, and then I came home and got a little more dry again, and now I'm back to putting lots and lots of moisturizer on.
That's part of the whole winter skincare regimen, and we actually did a little blog post, and I did a story today on Instagram about my winter regimen, how in the winter I definitely switched to more rich ingredients. Like, your skin actually needs fats and lipids, and good lipids like ceramides are excellent for the skin. You just can't have youthful skin if you don't have some oils in your skin. And I think people wash their face way too much, and they use very harsh ingredients often when they wash their face. So I'm all about, in wintertime, much more moisturizing wash, a layer of hydration serum, which is pure hyaluronic acid, and then ceramide night cream and day cream. You just have to take time and pamper.
Yeah, I used your the night cream that you gave me last night.
Oh, good.
And my skin and Gina felt very, very good this morning and looked really nice as well.
Yeah, it has a ton of green tea in it, which I love because it reduces redness and it's antioxidant and then stem cell growth factors. So you will love that. And it smells really good. I'm all about smells. Some people like fragrance-free, I know, for their sensitivities, but I just really love a nice smelling thing. So tell me more how you switched from working out to becoming an entrepreneur. And also, how did you get 1.1 million followers on Instagram? That's crazy.
I've always been into health and fitness, so that was just, you know, it's always something that I've always done and I always will do. I mean, whether it's for work or it's not. And in competition in CrossFit, to be good at the sport and to go to the CrossFit Games, you have to be very, very focused. You do. It has to be priority, take all your focus, and I did that. However, me compared to, I can't speak for all the other athletes because there are thousands and thousands, but I would say for me against primarily the other top girls that have gone or are going to the CrossFit Games, I've never really been willing to like wear blinders, like only ever look at one thing mm-hmm. and go after that. I've always wanted to be aware or open to things that are happening around me or opportunities that might come my way. And I'm a planner. I think, you know, what am I going to do 10 years down the road? If someone comes to me with a sponsorship opportunity, well, okay, you can give me this right now, but what can you give me 5 years from now, 10 years from now? How are you going to make my life better? You know, I don't mind working a full-time job. I think there's a lot of people out there that are so concerned with wanting to have sponsors. But I never trained for competition or made decisions for that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was never the reason why I worked so hard. And it's funny because now, you know, or all the things I'm doing or the opportunities that I have or I've had, they just came. It was just very natural.
Yeah, and it's like
because I was aware and I was had my eyes open to, you know, the things around me and not just immediately closing everything off and being so laser focused on just my training. Mm-hmm. I've been willing to, you know, look at them, think about the pros and cons.
Right.
And then just make decisions based on what's the most important to me, which is building a legacy and a career that will outlive me and will last way longer than my athletic career.
Right.
And that's just the difference between me and a lot of other people. Some people or some trolls would say, you know, you're focusing too much on your business and your social media. And mm-hmm. maybe if you didn't, you'd actually go back to the CrossFit Games. And I just laugh at them because it's like
short-sighted, actually.
Well, and it's like, well, okay. I may be focusing on business, but I've also always focused on it.
Yeah.
Like even when I won my region and when I went to the CrossFit Games that year and did well and finished in the top 20 and I won two events, I was also still aware of the business opportunity around me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't doing anything different other than now versus then. Now I've recovered from a cervical spine fusion.
Wow.
And had both my shoulders injected with stem cells because I have wear and tear and labrum tears, which come with the territory.
Yeah.
It comes with the territory. And
you're a high-performance athlete.
Yeah.
So you
and
have
to be good
at
our sport,
like,
it takes time.
You have a limited lifespan in that, you know, before your body
exactly.
has some wear and tear. Yeah.
And something that I really do like to think about, and some people may not really like this, but, well, I mean, this is obviously a different audience that I'm speaking to than my CrossFit audience, per se, but whoever, you know, like this year, it's who wins the CrossFit Games? Okay, amazing. I would never there. It is it's incredible. 10 years from now, who's going to remember who won the CrossFit Games in 2018?
Yeah, nobody.
No one's going to care. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm not saying that I went to the CrossFit Games for me. I didn't go for anyone else. I didn't go because I wanted to try and have this title that would bring me a bunch of stuff. I went and competed and I work hard and I train because I want to.
Right.
Not because I'm looking for an outcome. you know.
I think that's so important because I see so many beautiful women, models, actresses, and they, the smart ones, also realize that their face has a limited lifespan, like where it's going to be super marketable. And, you know, unfortunately, there is ageism in industries, in athletics, as well as in acting, as well as in modeling. And your face changes. And our culture is such that women have been, you know, deemed to be less attractive when as they age, versus men who get like more handsome and more leaderly and distinguished. So those women that have been really smart entrepreneurs or models or actresses are the ones that have branched out, right? They've branded and gone into leisure wear, into different, you know, skincare. And I mean, I admire that, like the foresight of thinking like you have to have an audience that grows as you age.
And it's creating, creating a brand that is so much more than like just what that, what maybe what that one career or that one piece of your life is. So for me, it's, I have a brand. I had a brand before I even realized I had a brand, you know, like I was doing business before I realized I was doing business. And it was just, I think a lot of it is me being.
And what do you sell? Because not everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do a lot of stuff. I do a lot of stuff, but I did launch an apparel company for primarily athletic wear, so athleisure, and
I want to try some. I will get you some.
We have so much new stuff coming this fall and into the first of next year that it's. I'm very excited. So as soon as we get that, when it arrives, I'll send you a package.
I wish we could just live in leggings all day.
Right, I'm in mine right now.
Athletic wear is the way to go.
So I do that. I launched a training company. I never thought that I'd wanted.
A fitness program. Training app. You have a fitness
training app. We have an app, and we are in the process of sort of revamping, switching, changing it around a little bit to make it more more open to a broader audience, people from different types of training industries.
Are most of your followers in America?
Yes, and then the next
and mostly would be women the, or mainly men?
It was a little bit more equal, I would say maybe... like 5 months ago, but it is pushing towards, I think like 60% men, 40% women. It was a little bit closer to, you know, 50-50.
Wow.
But I think eventually being a female in a fitness industry, you do get attention from men. But a goal for me is to do more for women.
So right now we are going to switch that light stim therapy. So she's been doing red light laser as we talk. And if you guys don't know about red light laser, you should learn about it. It's a wonderful specific wavelength of light that's directed to all of the tissues of the skin, the undergoing connective tissue. It actually turns on increased ATP activity in your mitochondria and makes your cells behave more youthfully. It's really good for circulation to the skin, overall cell turnover, pain. So we just did Brooke's face, and now we're going to treat her shoulder. One shoulder. They're both sore, but we're going to treat one, and she's going to compare and see which shoulder feels better later. And meanwhile, Victoria, let me introduce Victoria. What are you going to do?
We are getting ready to do Brooke's SensiPeel. Like Dr. Kay said, it's a compound of lactic acid, TCA, kojic acid, and great ingredients to brighten up the skin, help exfoliate it, hydrate it. It's very sensitive. Your skin is not going to peel off. You're just going to feel a little bit dry, maybe for a day or so. And you would just be instructed to give your skin a little extra love with some moisturizing. Dr. K's hyaluronic serum, it's excellent for this. And overall, of course, as you guys know, for anti-aging and retaining that deep hydration.
Yes, this peel is one of my favorite peels because I think people hear the word peel and they feel like their face will turn red and fall off. But this does not do that. It's the pretty peel. You can definitely work all week. You'll feel lighter, brighter, tighter your first 2 days. And third and fourth day, you'll have some mild eraser shavings that peel right off, right?
Correct.
And that you can basically moisturize those down. You don't have to walk around peely looking. Just throw on some moisturizer. You can do lipstick, tinted sunscreen, go about your day. And then day five, fresh, new baby skin. It's amazing. You'll love it.
And in combination with the light treatment that we did prior to the peel, she is just going to have that even more beautiful, Brooke, that even that glowy skin that we're looking for.
So as we talk, Victoria will just ask you, like, how you're feeling on a scale of 1 to 10, how much sensitivity. So feel free to shout that out.
Okay. And then right now, Brooke, what I did, I am covering the mucus area, which is right around the corner of your eyes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Corner of your mouth here. I'm sorry, your nostril area and the corner of your mouth. I'm going to begin. Although your skin is nicely cleansed, we already did a deep cleansing on you. I will be prepping the skin, just stripping it from the residue oils that are there that I cannot get away with soap. And then we'll begin applying the layers of peel, okay? I'll be keeping an eye on your skin, see the reactions, and I'll be communicating with you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect.
Perfect. Okay, good. And then, so you started in fitness, won all these CrossFit medals, and you went off and created a whole athletic leisure wear line. Who designs your clothing?
I do, actually.
Oh, really?
So when you first start a brand, I mean, I obviously had never really done clothing before. To start getting like the name out, the brand out, the logo out, you work with a lot of different manufacturers that already manufacture items, and you can basically, they're blanks. You can basically, you know, purchase them. You can't make a lot of changes to them.
Right.
And in the meantime, you work to meet other manufacturers, who can cut and sew for you and go to, we went to this place called, this thing called Magic. It's in Las Vegas, and it's like the biggest convention for apparel and mm-hmm. fabric and everything, shoes, purses, belts, everything. And we went to a bunch of different booths, I guess, from a bunch of different countries and a bunch from here, and made contacts, found things we liked, and we're right now in the process of getting a lot of things made. And so when you do custom items, it just takes a lot longer.
And,
so,
and do you sell through Amazon, through your own website?
We sell through my website, and eventually, hopefully, we'll be in store.
And through Instagram, do you sell too?
We are, yes. We do have an Instagram account. It's @nswear. And we are in the process of filming a bunch of ads that will start to run as well. We've done one, but I have many new items that are coming out this mm-hmm. fall and into the first of the year that are really great.
Think it's different from other leisure wear lines? Like as far as like style, the cut, or what do you think
makes
it stand out and be different?
I don't think it's so much that it's going to really stand out and be different. I don't think I'm much more about basics and comfortable, good fabric at an affordable price.
Yeah.
And obviously, as we come out with more premium items that cost us more to make, the price will be higher. But my big goal is to keep everything really affordable and be able to bring people items that are comfortable, that last a long time, that are made really well with great fabric at an affordable price. You know, I like things that are not covered in branding. I'm not trying to make stuff that's, you know, intricate and new and mm-hmm. creative, because it's not realistic. I mean, at least not for me. So everything that I mean, how we started doing it is I just made things that I wanted to wear.
Yeah.
And over time, and especially even now, is I make things that I think that other women are wanting too. Like I want to make stuff that fits my body, so I can wear it, you know, mm-hmm. and for my own brand. But when I try on new things or new samples are sent to me, I have all my girlfriends try them on, and all of them have different body types. I want to make things for everyone, mm. you know, and
that's awesome.
Yeah. Basics that you will always want, you will always need.
Any advice for someone who's starting out trying to become an entrepreneur things or?
Yeah. Start surrounding yourself with people that, you know, have the businesses or, you know, are living the life or are entrepreneurs that you look up to,
yeah.
that you can start to be around, listen to, and kind of.
How's your skin feeling?
Feels good. Okay. It feels a little bit tight, actually.
On a scale of 1 to 10, do you have any tingling anywhere?
Stinging? 3. Tingling, not bad.
3, okay. 3 on the cheeks.
Good. Okay. Chin.
Good. We're just checking on her peel. So, yeah, surrounding yourself with mentors.
Yes, that's the word,
awesome.
Mentors. I think that that's one of the most important and having people that you trust when you're starting businesses or going into new business ventures or wanting to be an entrepreneur, you have to connect yourself with people that are good business partners. And I feel like I'm actually really good at reading people. Hmm. And also I do practice being around people that, live the life and have the happiness and the goals and the drive that I want, and which has naturally put me around the right people to go into business with.
It's important to have the happiness, because sometimes you just pursue the ambition and the goal to the point that you're burned out. And that's not good.
I mean, the stress is going to be there, and you're going to be, there's going to be hard times. But I personally think that if your goal is to, work to be a happy person, to be willing to accept your flaws and be vulnerable and be accountable and realize it's okay if you're doing something maybe not the right way, it's okay to be accountable to it and then learn from it and become better. You'll naturally surround yourself with people that are similar, and those people are probably great people to go into business with.
Very true. And how are you married, single, dating?
I'm married.
Married, no kids?
Mm-hmm,
nope. Kids in the future, maybe?
Right now, no. And people get so bummed when I say that. I just, I'm 29. I don't like to, there's certain things I do get overwhelmed pretty easily.
Yeah.
And it's because I want to be the best.
Yeah.
And so for me, with the conversation of children, it's not in the cards right now, but I do imagine at some point I'm going to change my mind.
I think she'll have a little baby leisure line.
So I think more. Oh, I definitely am going to do that. A little boss line. I have my nieces and nephews are literally the cutest things ever. And I have tons and tons of fans and, athletes that have their kids.
Yeah.
That they send me photos of them all the time. And I would love to create a line for them. So that's my next venture. As soon as I get all this good stuff coming out for the men and women, we're going to start making little miniature joggers and sweatshirts and workout shorts. And
how cute will that be? I have a question about working out. So okay. If you're a complete slug and you don't work out at all, mm-hmm. What are some good exercises you can just drop and do on the floor at home before you jump in the shower, without having to get fancy and go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so a very easy one that I always recommend, because this is great for travel too. Because when you're traveling, sometimes it can be really hard, or maybe your hotel gym is kind of crappy.
Yes.
Or it's not bad, but you don't have a lot of equipment.
Right.
There's an exercise form called Tabata, mm-hmm. and it's just the amount of time. So a Tabata is typically 4 minutes long. That's it. And you work for 20 seconds. And you rest for 10 seconds.
Okay.
For 4 minutes. It's 8 rounds. So something that can be really easy is to do maybe a few different Tabatas.
Mm-hmm.
And you want your intensity to be high, because intensity is the quickest way to results. And you could do air squats. You could do sit-ups. You could do
what the heck are air squats?
Just squatting.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you could sit down. You could do a wall sit, uh-huh. right? You could do planks. You could do jumping jacks. You could do lunges. You could do push-ups, pull-ups.
Push-ups are hard, yes.
Yeah, all of these things. And you could even do, if you had little dumbbells, you could do curls or anything, and you would just do it for 20 seconds and then uh-huh. rest for 10 seconds. You do that 8 times.
Wow.
And then you would transition to a new movement.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's super easy. How does your skin feel right now?
Tingly, I would say like a...
What number?
6.
Oh, it's getting 5. Up there. So as the acid kind of sits on the skin a little longer, we feel a little amplification of its effects, and that's a very controlled thing. So
it doesn't burn.
No, it's just a little active. It feels mm-hmm. a little active on your skin surface, and Victoria's here watching like a hawk, making sure that your skin doesn't get too red or anything. But that's the process where acids will eat up all the dead skin sitting on the surface, including pigmented skin. This is how you get new collagen. You tighten things up. It's really kind of awesome. And its peels have been around for 50 to 80 years, I want to say. And A lot of people obsess about lasers, but honestly, there's no better way to treat pigmentation than peels, and no better way to just maintain your skin, don't you think, Victoria?
Yes. Everything you said, Doctor. I was walking away to turn a machine on.
Yes, everything I say. So I wanted to find out, a lot of my clients want to do Sculptra for their butts or their faces or other places.
I didn't know you could do it. I didn't even think about it for your face. And I was reading one of your pamphlets yesterday.
Yes, it's definitely FDA approved for the face, and that's where we originally start using it. Remember, Sculptra is your collagen stimulator. It's an injection that turns on your body's ability to produce collagen. And the Sculptra lasts 2 years. The collagen you grow can last 5 to 10 years. So it's really excellent for building foundation. A lot of times I use it in my female athletes who are super thin and have no body fat. Mm-hmm. And it just does not look good when you age without facial fat. So it's providing some of the stimulation to the face and
tissues. I've definitely seen that in athletes when they get like very sunken in.
Yes.
I've always had a very round baby face.
So well, you're lucky that way.
Never. Yeah.
You're lucky. Keep those round, lovely cheeks. But I wanted to ask you, so one of the things I tell my Sculptra patients is to do squats. They have this area on the lateral hip. It's kind of like a little dip. I call it the hip dip. What's the best exercise for that? Like if you're trying to, I tell them like lateral leg raises, but you know, I'm not a professional muscle girl like you. So what would you recommend?
Honestly, it can be very difficult to work a very specific area like that. The exercises that I find I do the most is like glute bridge type things. But we'll do my coach will call them hip ups. And I'll lean up against a bench and I have a barbell across my hips and it has plates on it. Uh-huh. And that barbell usually sits on my hips and I will pick it up and come to a glute bridge, but my shoulders will then be up on the bench. So I'm completely off the ground and my feet are on the ground, squeezing and pausing at the top. So you'll feel your hamstrings, your glutes, your low back. That's in pretty much the outside glute, everything. And, you know, doing sets like that.
Like this area right here on the lateral hip.
Yeah. Yes. And then, you know, sidestepping. So with little bands you can put around your knee and literally just doing walking. So sidestepping,
With resistance bands. Mm-hmm,
with resistance and making sure you're always keeping your knee tracking your toes and driving out towards your pinky toes, which turns on the outside of your hip and the glutes. And then a lot of lunging. And if you look at like a sprinter, they always have nice defined booties and legs.
Okay.
What can be difficult is anytime you're doing functional training, you're not just isolating the glute. So you are going to be working your hamstrings and quads too. And then I would also, I'd say, you know, genetics will play a big role, you know, as far as how your muscle is actually built and what it looks like. And I squat a lot and I do a lot of sports. So I have hamstrings and quads, but I would love to have a bigger butt. It's so funny. I would say, you know, if I just had if I had a little bit smaller hamstring, my butt would probably look as big as it actually is. It just looks small sometimes because my hamstrings are so big.
I think your butt looks perfect, but
thank you.
I would trade you.
But yeah, I do. I've seen what you're talking about and I definitely have that.
You have
a hip dip.
A little hip dip. Yeah. You have a high metabolism, so I'm sure you can't even eat enough calories to keep up to grow some booty. But
like if I could
squats,
if you could really isolate your calories to just one part of your body, I would definitely be trying.
We'd be depositing cheesecake all the time over there.
Yeah.
I tell my patients like the things they do every day is what's going to change them. So, you know, when I'm doing Sculptra, it's funny because I say, you have some homework. You have to do 20 squats every morning while you brush your teeth and 20 squats in the evening because don't wait to go to the gym. Just do those squats at the bathroom sink. And like this last 2 weeks, I've been forcing myself to do that and it has not been that easy. But finally, after 10 days, I feel like, I'm not so rubberly. My knees don't feel like rubber anymore.
Yeah. So it starts to tighten up. Your body will love it.
Body will love it. And it's very true. The habits that you do every day is what really changes you, whether it's skincare, exercise. It's not like the sporadic going to the gym and making a big outing every 2 weeks. and getting your outfit just right and getting just the right green juice and the workout to go with it. So it's that everyday nitty gritty, I think.
And it's, you know, as we age, even when you're younger, but definitely it's more important as you're getting older, is your protein intake.
Yes.
It's very, very important. And especially as we get older, we need even more, especially females, because our receptors to protein, we have lower testosterone. As you age, you have even lower testosterone.
So true.
So it takes a bit more for you to be sensitive to it. And as we get older, it becomes much more difficult to retain muscle mass. And that is what is going to be the most important for, you know, just even maintaining form.
I fully agree. Yes, it's muscle.
So women, you know, get a little bit nervous to lift weights, but you will appreciate it as you get older.
Your muscle is your fountain of youth. Basically, it generates all the metabolic drive and burns the calories and builds your bone mass when you lift, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these good reasons to do weightlifting. And then I am going to have you teach me how to do a proper squat, because maybe I've been doing it wrong this whole last week. So on that happy note, I just want to thank you for coming in and trusting me with your beautiful face and being so open about your, you know, doing Botox and a little bit of filler here and there. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome that you're, like me, completely transparent, because you need to maintain those things that are important to you, like your face and your beauty.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And now you won't be able to get rid of me.
So. You guys need to go check out Brooke, and her Instagram is at Brooke Entz, E-N-C-E. Right?
Yes.
And your Entzwear, what's the Entzwear website?
It's just at Entzwear, E-N-C-E, and then W-E-A-R. We were going to just use my last name, but as far as websites go, Entz.com, the more popular it becomes, the more they want me to pay for me to buy the website from them. So, when I strike real rich, we'll grab that website. But until then, at Entzwear or www.entzwear.com.
That is perfect. I can't wait to try some of your amazing leggings and learn how to do proper squats from you.
I'll send you a nice gift package.
Well, thank you. And we definitely have to do a video on good squat technique for my girls who are doing treatments and for me. thanks so much, guys, for tuning in to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and Secrets of this beautiful muscle woman over here. Check her out on in all her new movies. Any movies coming up?
No movies coming up. I have done some auditions for some TV stuff and currently waiting to hear back on scheduling for a guest star in a show. And I'm taking acting classes and I'm being prepared for opportunity that may come, but
we'll primarily find her soon.
I'm primarily focusing on everything else, but not turning down the opportunities in the movies either. So,
well, she's super ambitious, so I'm sure we're going to see her soon. And then Victoria, how does her peel look?
She looks great. We had a little redness to her cheeks and her chin, but it's quickly has subsided and has calmed down. Brooke, you had mentioned you were at a 5 or a 6 before.
Yes.
How's the sensitivity now?
Oh, I don't have any.
Okay.
Perfect. Yay. So she's looking glowy and fresh. We'll be sure to show you guys some pictures later. And thanks so much for tuning in to Beauty Bites. Find us on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And the website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And all of those amazing products we talked about, the night cream, the hydration serum, all kinds of great skincare, you can find us there. Tune in on Tuesdays for our longer podcast and Fridays for our 5-Minute Friday. And stay beautiful.